Thursday, August 10th. Talk about napping. I see a lot of people these days taking time during their lunch breaks for self-improvement or engaging in various hobbies. However, I prefer to take a short cat nap during lunchtime, as I have grown tired from years of working. They say that taking a daily 30-minute nap can reduce the risk of heart disease by about 35%. It also aids in learning and long-term memory. Plus, it helps to relieve stress, which prevents high blood pressure and delays skin aging. Establishing a regular routine for napping can be especially good for children, as it contributes to better quality sleep at night. However, if you take a nap immediately after a meal, there is a risk of gaining weight. It's a good idea to stretch and loosen up your muscles and joints after a nap, as they may have become stiff. Dialogue practice.
What do you usually do after having lunch?
I try to get some shut-eye, even if it's just for a little while.
Ah, so you take a nap?
Yes, it helps me restore my energy so I can be more productive in the afternoon.
Well, in Spain, taking a nap called a siesta is a common cultural practice, right?
That's right.